Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You know, I think in an environment like we have in America, we don't have to pay a biggest price for the mistakes that we might make when we start witnessing and sharing our new faith, perhaps. And Jesus was so wise when he said, you know, as you go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, ends of the earth, you know, share the gospel, make disciples, baptize. But I do believe that the best preparation, and if I had it, if I was sort of commander-in-chief of mission agencies, my number one requirement to be able to go overseas is to have brought people to Christ, seen them discipled, and plant a church in your home culture and your home country before you attempt to do it somewhere else. And I just think that taking the gospel to your family might be the hardest, but God has brought the nations to us where we have failed to go. He's given us a second chance, and I'm just praying that the church doesn't get just so caught up in secondary issues that we fail to cross the street. I know you're not. I went to one of the major, one of the biggest stores in American culture. You can imagine what she is. I don't know if I'm supposed to mention store names on the radio, but my wife needed to buy some things, and I said, "Sweetheart, can I just take some time and see how many people I can meet while you shop for an hour?" And of course, she graciously did that. And I went up and introduced myself to people from 14 different countries.
Oh, my.
In a southern state, in a southern city, in 1 hour, learned their names. I think about 85% of the time I could guess what country they were from. About 50% of the time I could greet them in their own language. And, you know, I know just a sentence or two in a number of languages. And just, they were just all over this place.
So tell me on a practical level, Nick, how you did this, how you went to the mall and approached people. Tell me how you did that.
I have this personality that drives my wife crazy at times. I do like people. And again, unlike probably most of your listeners, I've done this for a lot of years. And I know that the number one thing that Muslims say in America, when we ask them, what is your chief impression of America? They say, we're so lonely. We've been here for 20 and 30 years, and no one has greeted us nor welcomed us to this country. So I walk up to people and say, hey, you look like you're from southern Sudan, or I can't decide, are you Korean, Japanese, Chinese? And they'll laugh. And I ask them, how long have you been here? And they'll say, 6 months, or I'm visiting, or 2 years, or 10 years. And I'll say, has anyone ever welcomed you to America? So far, 100% of them have said to my wife and myself, no. Oh. And I'll welcome them to America. I'll welcome them to our city. And I promise you, within 15 minutes, we'll get an invitation to come to their home.
My goodness.
It is not brain surgery. It doesn't mean that it's easy, but not to be welcomed, not to be sought at, not to be fed, not to be brought to our homes for food. They don't understand how we can be such a cold bunch of people.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.